Allah Ta'ala grant you afiyat and good health. Mufti Saab, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum ma salim kareem. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Rabbi shrah li swadri wa yassir li amri wahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 1st of Muharram 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, O esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah Wal Jama'ah, on this occasion let us read the two du'as at least. These words, Hilalu Khairin wa Rushdin, are mentioned in Abu Dawood. So read after me, O esteemed listener. Allahu Akbar. Hilalu Khairin wa Rushdin. O beloved Allah, make this Mubarak blessed month of Muharram 1446 a month of khair and goodness for us, our families and the entire Ummah Muslimah. Wa Rushdin, and a month of righteousness. Hilalu Khairin wa Rushdin. Similarly, it is the beginning of the new Islamic year. So from today onwards, we will write 1446. We will utter and say Muharram, today the first, and in most countries in the world, today is already the second, Alhamdulillah. So be that as it may, but we will write 1446. The hadith is mentioned by Imam Tabarani rahimahullah in his Mu'jam al-Awsat. When the new Islamic year starts, then we should read the following dua. Read after me. Allahumma adkhilhu alayna bil amni wal iman, bil amni wal iman, was salamati wal islam, was salamati wal islam, wa ridwanim min ar-rahman. ورضوان من الرحمن وجوار من الشيطان وجوار من الشيطان. O beloved Allah, enter this month and this year upon us. Enter this year 1446 upon us with safety and security, preservation, protection of our iman, of our Islam, O beloved Allah. And we seek وَرِضْوَانٍ مِّنَ الرَّحْمَنِ, your pleasure, O beloved Allah, at all times, all places, all circumstances. وَجِوَارٍ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ, وَجِوَارٍ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ. O Allah, we seek the protection from Satan, Lucifer, his comrades, cronies and agents. Ameen. So beautiful dua. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Let us focus on our lesson today, and what a beautiful lesson it will be, inshallah, with the grace and mercy of Allah. And what an apt occasion it is for this lesson to come today on the 1st of Muharram 1446. From the outset, as an introduction, we should understand the Quran Sharif, remember, is primarily a book of guidance. It has science in it, it has biology in it, it has history, geography in it, but that are the secondary message. The primary message of the Quran Sharif is enshrined in the Quran, Hudal Linnas. So today people want to twist and turn the meaning according to what science says. But that's a theory. It can keep on changing and evolving as we see. Then what will you say? So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us in chapter 21, Surah Anbiya, and verse number 33, Kullun fi falaki yasbahun. all these planets, all the celestial creation, they all are moving in their own orbit. Imagine 1400 years ago plus, Almighty Allah spoke of this, that everything is moving in its own orbit. Chapter 21 and verse 33. So once you understood that, now come to Surah Yasin. Chapter 36, Surah Yasin, and verses number 38 and 39 is today's lesson. Almighty Allah speaks of the Shams, that is the sun, and Almighty Allah speaks of the Qamar, and that is, remember, the moon. So let's see, chapter 36, verse 38. وَالشَّمْسُ تَجْرِي لَمُسْتَقَرٍ لَهَا. Almighty Allah in the previous verses was informing us of the terrestrial creation. You look at the land and the sand, the fruit and the vegetation, and whatever else Almighty Allah is producing for our benefit, O human being. You are the masterpiece of Almighty Allah's creation. So yeah, Almighty Allah is teaching us about the celestial creation. Now we look at the sun, we look at the moon, we look at the planets, we look at the stars, we look at so many other things. Everything happens. Kudrat ka karishma, the manifestation of the mercy of Almighty Allah. Washamsu tajri, and the sun is travelling limustaqarri laha, to its own destination. So what is the destination of the sun? We know that the sun rises, the sun sets with complete perfection, accuracy and precision. Today is the 8th of July, so 2024, and what do we see? Go 1,000 years ago, another 100 years ago, the sunrise, the sunset will be on that exact time, precise time. Not 1 minute earlier, not 1 minute later. That is Kudrat ka Karishma, the manifestation of Almighty Allah's mercy. Show me any government, any organization, any scientist, professor, doctor that can do that. Nobody can do that. So remember that hadith in Bukhari Sharif, in the text and context of this verse here, the sun when it sets, what me and you call sets, you take New Zealand now. So yeah, we are speaking about say 5:30 approximately. So there it's already 3:30 in the afternoon. So imagine. So when we are in night, they are there in daytime already. Easy example. And when they are in night and we are in daytime, so all this is Almighty Allah's manifestation. So under the tafsir of Surah Yasin in Bukhari Sharif, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions, when me and you see the sun has set, so it's going there in sujood, in prostration, and takes permission from Almighty Allah, O Allah, will I rise the next day? Can I rise the next day? Allah alone gives permission. So imagine, everything under the majesty, sovereignty, authority of Almighty Allah, لِمُسْتَقَرِّ لَهَا, and that will be till its destination. This will continue the rising and the setting with precision and accuracy till the day of Qiyamah, till the day of justice. Then everything will stop and all will perish and all will be blasted to smithereens. Who does all this? ذَلِكَ تَقْدِيرُ الْعَزِيزِ الْعَلِيمِ. So that is the perfect system, taqdeer, that is the perfect system of who? Taqdeerul Aziz al Alim, of Almighty Allah, who's all powerful and all knowing. O Muslim, non-Muslim listeners, remember that we use the sun also for our worship. Not we worship the sun, Allah forbid, we worship Almighty Allah Jalla Wala alone. But take this time, yeah. So Fajr time has entered maybe already in Durban time. Yeah, by us 5:35, remember that the time for Fajr has entered. So what time will Fajr, the early morning prayer, end? Before sunrise, we must be finished. Maghrib time, sunset time, so when the sun has set properly, so that ushers in the time of Maghrib. So the Maghrib, that is, so 5 daily salat. So remember that we will be connected to the sunrise, sunset, and so forth and so on. So that is for our 5 daily prayers. So we use that as well. But for many issues, our fasting, our siyam, our hajj, all that, remember, we must remember the lunar calendar. And today is the 1st of Muharram here in South Africa, Southern Africa. And in most countries in the world, it is the 2nd of Muharram, 1446. Wal Qamara. Why is the moon called Qamar? The waxing and the waning of the moon. You see it increasing, you see it decreasing. Chapter 54, Surah Qamar. قَدَّرْنَاهُ مَنَازِلًا. We have designated stations for it. 28 stations for the moon, remember, Almighty Allah has made. And therefore, when the month is ending, then we have to look for the moon, for the crescent and so forth. After 29 days, if we see the crescent, then remember, the next month will start. And we don't see it, then it goes to 30 and then to 1st. That is the divine system. The prophetic teaching and preaching, remember that. قَدَّرْنَاهُ مَنَازِلًا. And then when you see the waxing, waning of the moon, then it becomes so thin, so thin, you know, like a sickle. So like that, how you have that you have that apparatus, instruments you use in your farm and all in your orchards and what have you. So how it becomes? Hatta ada. So much so you will see that the stations and the moon, and that becomes kal urjun il qadim, like that old branch of the date tree. So when the date tree gets very, very old and the branches are coming out, so you will see they're getting thinner and weaker and withering away, just like the shape of the sickle. So when you last night after Maghrib, I just admired the moon and we read the du'as and so forth. So that is Almighty Allah teaching us. Whether it is the sun, the moon, the stars, the planets, everything under my majesty, under my control, I am alone, the supreme being, and I am the only Khalik and creator. I am the only one worthy of worship. So that is Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today, first Muharram, 1446. Gaza genocide, day number 276. 9 months plus have passed already. We present to you the news, views, and interviews locally, nationally, internationally, and globally. We start on a very, very sad note, and these youngsters, I know them also. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Yesterday at around 9 p.m., that last night, I received a call that Ahmed Dengo and Zakir Shamsuddin passed away. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. This is what I know. So you must remember that it seems that these youngsters were returning to Heidelberg because the Dengo family is a very old family. Remember, just last week, one sister passed away, Sharifa Dengo, and Allah grant her also Jannat al-Firdaus. What happened on the road between Benoni and Heidelberg, Allah alone knows. Some people say it was road rage. Some people say it was attempted hijacking, kidnapping, whatever it is. Anyway, these two youngsters, Muslim brothers, Ahmed Dengo and Zakir Shamsuddin, passed away. Allah Jalla Wala grant them Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Allah Jalla Wala grant the families, how devastated they must be, that their beloved sons have passed away. Allah grant them sabre jameel. Always beg Almighty Allah for protection. We know what is South Africa. Surah 12, verse 64. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla is the best protector. And He, Almighty Allah Jalla wa Jalla, is the most merciful one to show mercy. Let us go there to Israel, the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime. Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, a major, his name is Jala Ibrahim, dispatched to Jahannam. You might be wondering, how come his name is Ibrahim? These are the Druze. They are one group of the Shias, and they are 100% with Israel, and they fight the Palestinians for over 70 years. Haramis of the first order, the Kuffar Shias. So our Palestinians dispatched him straight to hell. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. And our Hezbollah, the non-Muslims, we call them Hezbo Shaitan, but they're helping us, for that we appreciate it. So therefore we say our Hezbollah. So they dispatched 2-3 Israeli soldiers straight to hell, and 15 of them injured. Allahu Akbar, with the strikes there, remember, from Hezbollah, Lebanon, straight into Israel. Bibi Netanyahu, the war criminal, is trying to derail the hostage deal before it even started and so forth. He just wants to cling on to power, and the whole world is saying, who are the real terrorists? Who are the war criminals? Who is guilty of genocide? So that is, you must remember what's happening. The Orthodox Jews say they will never forgive the secular Jews for what they did in 1948. They are against the apartheid regime and the state of Israel. They say that you cannot have a state of Israel according to the Torah and so forth. So therefore the battle and conflict continues between the Orthodox and the secularist and so forth. 5 journalists killed in Gaza in the past weekend. This is what they do, so that nobody must give the news what's happening there. So they are murderers and baby killers, remember that. And we know what they did to Shirin Abu Aqila. She's not a Muslim, but she was serving the Muslim Ummah for more than 20 years. So we must mention all these things here and expose the Americans and the British and the Western media and the apartheid terrorist regime of Israel forever slanting the stories in their favor and spinning it and so forth. We all have become journalists. The whole of Palestine and the whole Muslim world has become journalists. That what will you say about the baby killers and how you have murdered and martyred them over the past 75, 76 years. Things did not start on 7th October, remember that. So Israelis attack another school, and that is what they are doing, the haramis. You see, therefore we like Putin. Putin attacked Ukraine and 100,000 people plus have no power in certain parts of Ukraine. Well done, Putin. You teach America and their allies a big lesson and give them a bloody nose, you must remember. All of you Salafis and all of you so-called Muslims who still support MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan, listen to these stories here. So one side, Saudi Arabia, has got Hamas prisoners and imprisoned there in Saudi. I'm asking you, if you're a true Muslim, will you release them or will you keep them in your prison? Just to appease and impress America, Britain and Israel? No, we will keep these Hamas people in our prisons there in Saudi Arabia. Pakka haram is there. So the Yemenis told them, see, we have some of your scholars, we have some of your pilots or whatever. Come, we give you there this soldier or this pilot or whatever it is, Saudis, and you give us Hamas. Saudis refused. Saudis, on the other hand, went and said, we will bomb you. So the Yemenis said, you bomb us, we were telling you now. We have already focused straight to Riyadh airport, straight to your Jeddah port, straight to all your infrastructure. And you know, when Murtad bin Shaitan, MBS, became defense minister, without consulting anybody, he attacked Yemen and he lost, you must remember. He's an idiot, he's a fool and a Murtad, remember. Allah Jalla Wala is disgracing him and the Saudi regime. There's a Saudi scholar, and there in the hands of the Yemenis, Muhammad Qahtan. They said, we prepared to release him, but we want something in exchange. Is that not fair? So that is what you should know about the Saudi government we're speaking about. Pakka haramis and murtads and traitors. Le Pen, that is the right-wing party. So the rally party in France, they thought they will form the government, but they lost. They only came out third. The left-wing came out first, and the center party came out second. The prime minister of France is going to resign, so there will be a coalition government there. No one won outright majority, and things will get very, very, you must remember, difficult there, because one party will try and, you know, must remember, veto the other party. But anyway, Le Pen is gone, so that she cannot do much. The Muslims have won in the sense that she is gone history. 4 Ukraine soldiers swim across the river so that they enter into Russia, and then remember that they surrendered to the Russians and said, we will give you all the secrets what's happening here. Modi to meet Putin in Russia, imagine that. So that is, the ties are really growing, and America and them are furious. They will be discussing about energy and about the dollar. We want to de-dollarize, we don't want to see the dollar. We will use the rupee and the ruble. Ruble, Russian currency. Rupee, Indian rupee. Iran has a new president. They call him a reformist. Masoud Pereshkan or whatever he is. I hope he doesn't make the people Pereshan and cause them problems and so forth. End of the day, they're all Kufar Shias and not Muslims. You must remember whether it is conservative or reformist or whatever you. So whenever, remember this law in the world, in everywhere. When you hear the Western media and then the Muslim puppets and Arab states praising a person, remember, you must now remember that he is a Zionist agent or very sympathetic to Israel and so forth. Hey, you America, you morons, you're both morons, you must remember Biden and Trump. So regarding Biden, his old senior politicians and party members are telling him, leave it, Joe, you're a moron, you are a war killer, war murderer, and a war criminal. And remember, you have disgraced us. You have to quit now. So many of them, every day is increasing. And on the other side, you got another moron with his Stormy and all that. You know how many women he slept with. Now, why are you just telling you all that? A heat wave is hitting America. And it threatens 130 million people. They're getting roasted and toasted here in this world. What will happen in the year after when they die on kufr and shirk? And on blasphemy, two Indian soldiers dispatched to hell, alhamdulillah, in the Kashmir conflict. So remember, we're very happy about that as well. So remember, listen to what the Saudis did. Hajj already finished long time. Yesterday, they already changed the Kiswa Sunday, 1st of Muharram day in Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara, Aqsa. The Saudis delayed the Yemenis to go home. That why are you attacking Israel? Why are you attacking American and British interests? So imagine the Hajis. This is your Saudi Arabia, Khadimul Haramain Sharifain. Not Khadimul Haramain Sharifain, the Khainul Haramain Sharifain. They are traitors to the Haramain Sharifain, you must remember that. So therefore, you must remember yesterday the plane landed in Sana'a after Hajj, after weeks of delay. Real Haramis, they are, remember that. So the hurricane barrel is going to barrel Texas today. You must remember the ports are closed and they're telling everybody to stay indoors. Very good. We have no sympathy, empathy for America or Britain or Israel or France or all these enemies of Islam. Just go and see in the past 50, 70, 100 years what they did to Muslims and humanity at large, so you will know. Look at the new UK Prime Minister Starmer. I can't stomach him, the harami. I sent it out yesterday on the Twitter, on X, and on Telegram and all the groups. And I put it on the status also. So the Starmer, the harami, last year, October, he said Israel has the right that no food, no medication, no fuel, no aid must go in Gaza. And now he wants to speak about the ceasefire and that, because if you think that the labor, you see, his wife is a Jewess, so the Zionist media will project it and promote it, the landslide victory. They just talk nonsense. How many people voted, remember, on Thursday? 36% of the voters voted. So one third plus minus, okay? So five seats they lost to the independents who were pro-Gaza. So it shows that, remember, the people, majority are against him, the labor, but because he is 100% for the Zionists and so forth, he already sent one of his ministers to Ukraine to tell them, we are going to help you and so forth and so on. In Uruguay, a very sad incident took place, like an old age home, retirement village, 10 people died there in some fire and so forth. Two, three things regarding Muharram. Now the whole world is in Muharram, right? 1446. Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahimahullah, who we met on several occasions, who was a giant, and he passed away on the 10th of Shawwal in the year 1976. He wrote in his book, Jawahirul Fiqh, which I have, is in two volumes. So he said on the first Muharram, if you write down Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim 113 times, you read it, you write it, Allah Jalla Wala will give you abundant risk and sustenance. So this was taken from Sheikh Sirajuddin Rahimahullah. So he used to do that. So one thing we must know, is it permissible or not permissible? Yes, permissible. But you can't go say it is sunnah and so forth. Then it is not permissible. Then it becomes a bid'ah. When you take something which is not sunnah and you emphasize so much upon it, and then you start promoting it as a sunnah, so that's totally wrong. You should ask me, will I practice on it? No, I don't practice on it. So remember, rather we practice on the sunnah of which, rather we practice on the Quran Sharif and practice on the sunnah mubarakah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The hadith is authentic in Muslim Sharif. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Afdalu siyam ba'da siyami Ramadan shahrullah al-Muharram." So this entire month of Muharram, the more fast we can keep, very good. Those of us who have qada fast, so keep qada fast. Those of you who have not eaten, drank anything up to now, you want to keep a sunnat fast for today and for Monday and for Muharram and so forth. Even now you can make intention for your sunnat fast. However, if you're making intention for qada fast, then you must make intention at night before the suhoor time and sehri time expires. You must have made intention for your qada fast. So all this we should take cognizance of, and don't confuse issues. Our azan now will go from today, first Muharram, 6 o'clock will be news, and then 6:05 inshallah will be the azan for Fajr, and inshallah people are getting confused or their fuses were blown. Let me teach you one lesson. You see, people today think that the Hanafi fiqh is the only fiqh in the world. If the muazzin gave azan before Fajr time, you understood? Let's say we gave azan 4 o'clock, 4:30, 5 o'clock. So remember that according to Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanbali's, your azan is valid. You must remember that. But people, they only grew up with Hanafi fiqh and so forth and so on, and make a big noise, exposing ignorance and so forth. So we should know, remember that. We international, we broadcast to every country in the world with Allah Ta'ala's help. As I told you, now it's 6:15, you must remember, South Africa. So there it's already 4:15, daytime in the afternoon in New Zealand. But nevertheless, so we don't blow your fuses and confuse you, from today we will give the adhan after the news, because sunrise here by us is 6:55 and so forth. So enough time there is. As Jamaat where I go is 6:20. So no problem with that. So it's just an academic discussion I wanted to inform you. Today's programs, inshallah, 8:30 to 9, Mona Zahid will interview me and we'll speak about the do's and the don'ts of Muharram. And then 1:00 to 2:00 will be tafsir of the Noble Quran. And 2:00 to 2:30 will be the report back of last week's activities. 8:00 to 10:00 tonight will be inshallah Aziz, the Q&A on Radio Al-Ansar International, Sirius FM, and Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Jima Salim Kareem, we have 15 minutes left. Let's fire up inshallah Aziz with the questions.
Sahab, are there any major differences between the Hanbalis and Salafis in Saudi Arabia?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. If you study Sheikh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah's life history, I have so many books of his, alhamdulillah. So you will see that kana Hanbaliyan aslan. Originally he was a Hanbali scholar. There's a book called Ikhtiyarat. In that book there, I have it, you will see where Sheikh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah went against the whole Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. For example, he said that Jahannam one day will perish. You must remember that. So Sheikh Albani rahimahullah also wrote a book against Ibn Taymiyyah on that topic. We reject that totally. So you must remember that. So that is one place where he went against the entire Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Second, where he went against Imma Arba'ah, all four schools he went against. For example, he says that 3 talaqs is 1, and so forth. So you must remember, so the Salafis just jump on board and they go. Or he says that you can read Taraweeh more than 20 rakats or less than 20 rakats, and it's a flexible issue. So there he went against, you must remember, the all four schools. Some places you will find his fatawa going against the Hanbali school. So if you study Salafism today, it is actually that the father of it came with Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, then his student Hafiz Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyah. So they have promoted this. But these Salafis hide from you. You must remember the student, celebrated student of Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyah was who? So Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali. See, Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali. So Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali wrote a book which I have, Al-Raddu ala man ittaba'a ghayr al-madhahib al-arba'a, a refutation of those people who follow any school beside the four schools. So he is the direct student of Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyah, the grand student of Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah. So you must remember, he's a great scholar, therefore we call him Shaykh al-Islam, but we're not sheep. We will reject Ibn Taymiyyah when he rejects, you must remember, the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah on certain issues, or where he differs with the four schools on certain issues, so we reject that totally. That is the crime committed by today's Salafis. They look for loopholes. Easy example I give you, Maulana Salim Karim and all of you the listeners. You have a person in Gauteng or Durban, KwaZulu Natal or wherever, he gave his wife 3 talaq, right? So now we told him that you gave 3 divorces, everything, that 3 talaqs are 3. So 1, 2, 3, so it's 3. That is Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanafi's, Hanbali's, all agree on that, this consensus. He will go to Cape Town, you must remember that, the MJC and whoever else, and they will tell them, no, 3 is 1. I got it in writing also. For years and years, you must remember, they say, yes, the hadith of 3 is 3 is in Bukhari Sharif. The hadith 3 in 3, you must remember, is according to all 4 schools. But we practice on the verdict of Ibn Taymiyyah. So what Aqal Man, what intelligence is that now? So that is our argument with any scholar and the Salafis today. They are Muslim, but majority of them, I don't say all, and I'm speaking of nowadays, they dhal and they mudwil. Remember, they astray and they lead others astray.
Mufti Saab, we play with fire when we read hadith and tell it to others. So why, as we laymen, should even read hadith if we can't tell it to others?
Remember, therefore, in Islam that we will tell you even to read the translation of Quran and translation of hadith is very, very dangerous. Go read Surah 62, verse 2. That is Suratul Jumu'ah. The functions of Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam are mentioned. Yatlu alayhim ayatihi. You, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, recite and rehearse for them the Quran. Primarily the Sahaba, majority of them were Arabs, yet they required a teacher to teach them how to read the Quran Sharif correctly. Wa yuzakkihim, you purify them. Purify them externally from kufr and shirk and blasphemy and polytheism and idol worship. Internally from pride and jealousy and the excessive love of this world and wealth and materialism, consumerism and so forth. وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابِ, and teach them the meaning and the import of the Quran Sharif. وَالْحِكْمَةِ, and teach them the Sunnah Mubarakah, the teaching, preaching of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When they are the greatest people of this Ummah and the greatest people for all time after all prophets and messengers alayhi salatu wasalam, they require the teacher. Hum kaun se darakh ke laal hai, and all that from where we came, you must remember that. We think we can sit on our laurels, think of Hadi and on the lazy boy and look at our phone and on internet we will study Islam. That's a recipe for disaster and only ignorant people do that. You must sit at the feet of the Grand Master. For what we go there to Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahib, our Honorable Ustad. 50 years is our ta'alluq with Hazrat. I studied by Hazrat in 74 and 2024 I'm still studying by him. So that is, you must imbibe and acquire the true knowledge from the true scholars. Ibn Sirin rahimahullah used to say, open Mishkat Sharif, unzuru amman ta'khudhuna deenakum, watch out from who you are imbibing and acquiring your deen. You can't understand Islam for sitting on your laurels and thinking of Hadi and playing with the internet. Definitely that you'll be dwallu wa adwallu, you will go astray and lead others astray.
Mufti Saab, my dad passed away on recently. My family did not follow his will and split our inheritance into three parts, we two brothers and one sister. Is this zulm on us brothers' behalf, as my sister got more than she's supposed to get?
Allah Jalla Wala grant your father Jannat al-Firdaus. All of you, the children and siblings, you should be reading Surah 14, Surah Ibrahim, verse 41. And every Muslim should be reading this daily. Rabbana ighfir li, O beloved Allah, forgive me. Wali walidayya, my beloved parents. Walil mu'minina, and the believers. See our brother Ahmad Dengo and our brother Zakir Shamsuddin passed away yesterday. They were shot. Allah grant them Jannat al-Firdaus. I mentioned it to you in the starting. So remember, we don't know when death will strike. Allah Ta'ala have mercy on their families. They're so young, you know. So anyway, you must remember, walil mu'minina, and the believers throughout the world, whether we know them or not, yawma yaqumul hisab, the day the reckoning will take place. So you, the son who have sent in this message there of the marhum, of the deceased, first make sure you'll have paid all the burial, funeral expenses. Number two is you have paid all the debts of your late father, whether it's personal debts, business, corporate debts to the creditors. So all that must be done immediately. Justice delayed is justice denied. Third one, did father write down or verbally, orally say that wasiyat should be made, give this masjid, madrasa, that person, even a non-Muslim, so that you call wasiyat to bequeath for non-heirs, and the maximum amount is one-third of the net estate. Fourth one, you must remember, is the shares of the heirs. If your mother already predeceased your father, and it's only two sons and one daughter there, so you must remember in that case there, you should make, you must remember, five shares. Two shares for the son and one share for the daughter. So that is 40%, and then 20% for the daughter. So that is what Islam teaches us. I don't know who told you that, maybe a sharpshoot lawyer or some Molvi or whatever. No, make it one third and finish. So you have all the right to object on that and say, no, I am not prepared to forfeit my share and so forth. I want my 40%. Islamically, it's your right. And you, the sister, remember, usurping the rights of your brother and so forth is serious consequences. Chapter number 4, Surah Nisa, verse number 14. وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيَتَعَدَّ حُدُودًا يُدْخِلْهُ نَارًا خَالِدًا فِيهَا وَلَهُ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ. Those people who disobey Almighty Allah and Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they go beyond the limits. So you usurp the rights of your brothers now and your siblings, you, my sister, my daughter. So Allah dispatches that person to Jahannam and the hellfire for very, very long period. Quran says, chapter 4, Surah Nisa, and verse 14, وَلَهُ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ. For such a person is a disgraceful, humiliating punishment. So اتَّقِ اللَّهِ, fear Allah. Yes, this is the different scenario now, not this case here. So somebody's father, mother passed away, there were two sons, one daughter, and then all of them are saints, all of them are mature, and all of them reach an amicable agreement. There is no duress, there is no pressure applied on them. They said, okay, let us make it one third, we'll give our sister one third. Both the brothers are happy about it. There is no duress, no pressure applied on them, so that would be permissible. But in this case, you can see the brother is complaining, he wants his share, and is entitled to demand his share. So we need to understand the Sharia properly and not according to our whims and fancies. Sister, return the share to your brothers and do that fearing Almighty Allah Jalla Wala.
Mufti Sahab, will we be sinful if we fast the entire 30 days of Muharram? Will our reward be more than that of Ramadan?
It cannot be more than that of Ramadan. Ramadan is Sayyidu Shuhur, the greatest month of the Islamic calendar. But if you fast the entire month, excellent it is. I gave you the hadith in Muslim Sharif, Abu Dawood, Tirmidhi. And when Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, here's the words, listen to the words, Afdalu Siyam, Ba'da Siyami Ramadan. The best fast after the month of Ramadan is what? Shahrullah, the month of Allah, Muharram. So therefore, very good. But remember, cognizance must be taken of the fact that if you have, you must remember qada fast, then keep qada fast first. And then on Ashura 9th and 10th here in South Africa, next week, Tuesday, Wednesday. So in other parts of the world, Monday, Tuesday. So whatever it is, so you must remember that you keep that fast for Ashura, yukaffiru sanat al-madiya, one previous year's sins forgiven, and the hadith is authentic in Muslim Sharif. But if you don't have qada fast, you keep the whole month, excellent, very good, no problem with that. You can't keep every day, keep every second day. So may Dawood, and that is excellent fast to keep. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam encouraged that. Open Mishkat Sharif, Mustada Ahmad ji.
Mufti Saab, we are forced to turn to non-Muslim organizations as our Islamic organizations do not help us. Just like you say, they're not worth the paper it is written on. So is it okay to eat haram than to eat nothing at all?
Remember, I don't agree with your blanket statement. You should have rather rephrased it, my brother, sister. The way you are saying that no Muslim organization, you understand, is assisting you. I mean, that's not true. You have so many jamiyats, you have so many welfare organizations, you have... Yes, I agree. On 2-3 issues, I'll agree that some of them are not helping the amount of people they're supposed to help. Although it's not their money, it's public money, whether it's zakat, whether it's sadaqah, whether it's lillah, that much I'll agree. I'll also agree that majority of them are pocketing a certain amount of percentage of that money, which is haram and not permissible. But to make a sweeping blanket statement that none of the Muslim organizations or Muslim business people are happy, I mean, that's not true. We are the most generous people on this earth, remember that. And that is what the kuffar cannot understand. I think you are looking for a loophole just to take money from the kuffar and so forth. So that point we can't agree with you. It's haram for a Muslim to go by the kuffar and so forth and take haram money from them, their lottery money and alcohol money and what have you and so forth, and say, no, the Muslims are not helping. That can never be justified. We don't agree with that. Last question, Maulana.
Mufti Saab, employers are using WhatsApp to respond to job interviews. So is it necessary for us poor people to own a smartphone in order to seek employment? You state that it is haram to give zakat to people who own smartphones. We are living in the 20th century, Mufti Saab. Mufti Saab, you are living in the past.
We're all living in the 21st century. You can see how confused you are and your fuses are blown, brother, sister. So you must remember this. We live in the past to give the message to the future. Quran Sharif teaches us Surah 65, Surah Talaq, chapter on divorce, verses 2 and 3. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Whosoever fears Allah, Jalla wala, Allah will make a way out from him in for difficult situations. وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. And Allah will give him risk and sustenance from such avenues where he did not expect and anticipate. Regarding zakat, we say if you got TV, you got cell phones, you got cars, you got internet, what zakat you collecting? You want to sit on your laurels, live it up, and collect zakat? Obviously, it's not permissible. Allah, Jalla wa Allah, give us the truth. We're going for the news now, and inshallah, day after the adhan, barakallahu fiqh to you, Muslim Kareem, Junaid Mota, Zakaria Mota, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.